Happy, happy Monday. Welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:07, and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am beyond excited because we've got some very energetic ladies in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Heather and Angelina.
Yeah,
good morning. Happy Monday, ladies. How are you?
Doing just dandy. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Not bad at all. Okay, so it's my understanding, before we get started, we've got a little announcement to make, right?
Oh, yeah, just a quickie.
Okay.
So anybody that is on their way over to the NAS1 gym right now for the 0830 strength class with Carmina, just so you know, that class was unfortunately canceled for today. You can give the gym a call, find out if her spin class is happening tomorrow, or if you want to continue on to the gym for a little strength workout. We did post a workout of the day. It's 18 exercises that Carmina has handcrafted and posted for you. So you can still pop over to the gym if you're trying to do that strength class, but unfortunately, she will not be here in person to teach it.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much for the announcement,
because
ever so necessary. So for those of you that are just tuning in, you definitely do not want to miss this hour. When we come back, we've got a lot of information to cover when it comes to MWR Fitness, so make sure you continue to keep it here. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is a station serving you on one beautiful Monday morning, America's Best. And welcome back to the studio. I am DJ EJ. I am beyond excited. It is Monday, which means we've got MWR Fitness in the studio with us, so I'm beyond excited.
We are also beyond excited to
be
here.
Let me tell you, if you could be here during the break, it is hilarious. Heather and Angelina are in the studio just busting a groove, and I love seeing it.
That's
how I know.
It's Dance Party Monday.
It is. It really is. That's how I know it's a Monday. It is a Monday indeed. So we're going to get things kicked off. We're talking about fitness, and I'm kind of interested just in the title alone of base to base. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Heather?
It would be an honor and a privilege.
I love it.
So base to base is a run that happened here years ago. It hasn't happened since, I believe, 2020. We are bringing it back. It is a 7.25-mile run that starts at NAS1. You will run the open triangular roads to NAS2, finish there. We'll have a little finish festival, a little celebration. We are so excited about it. So everybody, if you're listening to this, tell a friend, write this, stop immediately whatever you're doing, write this down. Saturday, March 22nd, that is going to be base to base. We're bringing it back.
Very cool.
Yeah, very excited about it. Yeah.
No, this sounds awesome, because I remember when we've done this before, and I just thought, oh my gosh, how exciting this was.
People have been asking about it.
Indeed.
So here
indeed.
We go.
And I love it when it comes to fruition, when people are like, the people need answers.
Yes.
And then the event finally comes about. It's awesome.
We're here. So if you are looking to register for the event, if you want to volunteer at the event, if you want to be at our cheer station, which we are setting up, contact us. You can call the gym. You can call me. My DSN is 624-4951. Check the posters, which will be up around base. I think there's also in the February preview that's out, we've got an ad for it. There's a QR code you can scan that'll take you to the registration page where more information's there. But please, please, please let us know if you have questions. We're super excited. Let's do it. Let's have a run.
I love that.
Let's run a casual 7.25 miles on open Sicilian roads.
Indeed. And I will say, even though it's cooler, there was something about today, especially, like the weather is not as, there's not that same chill in the air, but it's cool enough. And even when I was here over the weekend, I noticed people were running around. And so I said, you know, this is actually the perfect season for running.
Yeah.
So this event could not have come at a better time.
Exactly. You've got just under 2 months to get yourself in shape. If you're looking to increase your mileage now, if you're feeling comfortable at 2 and 3 miles and you're thinking you want to do this, let us know. We can help you kind of get your mileage up so that you're safe, secure, and injury-free by the time the event comes. We're super excited about it. So everybody, just put your running sneakers on, do a little stretch, and start running.
I like that.
Yeah,
no, that is awesome. And that's why we talk about the importance of remaining active. Even with our the radio news that we're featuring this week, we talk about the importance of remaining active, even if it's a little bit cooler.
Yep.
And some of the things that people tend to forget, in addition to running, of course, just because it's colder outside does not mean that we don't hydrate. That's another thing that people tend to forget.
Oh, yeah. Well, and people don't realize that your body temperature actually raises approximately 15 degrees when you are exercising. So if you're outside and you're like, okay, it's 60 degrees out, I need to bundle up, well, your body's going to feel like it's 75. So like, just wear some layers, take a long sleeve off, wear some taller socks and some shorts, like wear something that you're able to kind of
Yeah.
You know,
kind of peel like an onion almost.
Exactly. Peel some of those layers off. Make sure you're hydrating because you are still sweating and just be safe about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And I'm kind of looking forward to this too because it sounds really exciting, not just for the runners, but for people who are interested in volunteering for the event as well. So if you were one of those people that were like, you know what, we need to get in a really good run, or you were asking for this event, the event is now here. And we're practically now, honestly, we're at the end of January.
I know. It's
crazy. That happened a little too fast, did it not? That's wild.
It did.
2025 came, and now it's like, and now we're proceeding.
Exactly. So if you have a resolution to get fit this year, it's still January. If you've missed the first 3 weeks of the month, that's okay. Nobody's judging. Start now.
Yeah.
Get in shape. Run base to base in March, and then continue with your fitness goals throughout the year. We got you in Q1 with base to base.
That is incredible. And how wonderfully motivating is that? So for those of you, whether you're a big runner or maybe not really the biggest runner, that's okay too. You can come take part in the base to base event, which takes place on the 22nd of March. So make sure you continue to keep it here. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about sports in addition to keeping yourself fit for the new year. You are listening to 105.9. And welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, and I am here with MWR Fitness's own Ms. Heather and Angelina. And in case you missed it, we were talking about fitness, a really cool event happening right around the corner, really before we know it, which is Base to Base, which is happening on Saturday, March 22nd. So for all of our runners out there or people who are just very curious about running, you can come on out, grab those sneakers, and just come out, have a great time, or you can even volunteer as well. So now we're kind of shifting just a little bit, and we're talking about the world of sports. So Angelina, tell us what's going on in the world of sports.
Well, specifically today, we have our Captain's Cup Flag Football Championships happening tonight at the NAS 2 Turf Field. It's going to start at 17:30, and the two finalists are Public Works, PWD, and 7RS. So if you guys want to come out and cheer on your favorite team, it's kind of like a Navy versus Air Force situation going on tonight. So it should be a really good game. But that's it for Captain's Cup. But coming up next, I guess, the next season is going to be the intramural flag football season. So this is kind of where you can play with people that aren't in your command, you know, kind of just from all over the place. So intramural flag football season will be starting February 4th, but the registration deadline is Friday, January 31st. So if you just want to email me or give me a call and I can send you a roster. So far, we don't have anybody signed up, but I know everybody likes to do things last second.
Yeah.
But so let's get those teams, get the rosters in so we can get you all signed up. And the next season after that will be softball, but that won't be starting until March. So we've got a little while until softball starts, but flag football is always fun to watch.
It really is. It's fun to be a part of, and it's really, really fun for me. I love to be that person that's just kind of cheering from the stands.
Like,
I get so excited because you can see how passionate people are, especially a lot of these sports-oriented folk.
Yes.
They love to be out there and have a great time, and I love to just be the one that, on the side just kind of cheering them on, handing them water whenever I can.
Yeah, and I have acquired a megaphone somehow, a mini megaphone, so I have been abusing that power.
I love that.
Sidelines. It's quite funny. But the games are always good and fun, I guess, to watch. So come out tonight, 17:30 at the NAS 2 Field, and cheer on your favorite team.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. So for those of you that are interested, please make sure that you come out and show your support, because this is an incredible opportunity to get involved with your community and just cheering people on, having a great time, enjoying life while we're here, and most importantly, remaining active. That is huge, regardless of where you are. Just stop everything that you're doing, like we talked about earlier, right? And just making sure that you maintain that active lifestyle, because that is absolutely huge. And as you mentioned, so the season itself starts on the 4th.
Yes.
The registration is as of, correct me if I'm wrong, that's this Friday, correct? The 31st?
Oh my God, yes, it is.
Oh, wow. That
I was
going to
say this Friday, but then I was like, is it this Friday? This Friday.
Look at that. Okay. So, yes. So, for those of you that are interested, please make sure that you get in by the deadline this Friday to register, take part in the sports arena, because it's always so much fun. You get your fitness in, you get to have fun in the process, and you kind of forget that you're working out, which is really huge.
That's what I prefer, is just like running around and having fun rather than like in the gym doing reps of things. But I mean, to each their own. But some of the guys, they go work out and to warm up, and then they come out and they play the 40 minutes of football. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That is incredible. Those are our heroes. Yes. I like that, though. I really like that. You get that warm up in, and then you just go to town, go straight into sports from there. So I like that. Very nice. Okay, that is perfect. So here's my question to you, because I know we're going to have some people that are going to be very interested in participating or even volunteering. How do they get in contact with you?
So me, Angelina Gott, the adult sports coordinator, you can email me. I'm in Global, or you can call my desk at 624-3785. You can also call the NAS1 desk at 624-4483. NAS2 numbers are 624-5243. Just for any information about my programs, as well as Heather's fitness classes and just kind of anything gym related.
Yeah.
And Heather and I, we always say this, we sit next to each other, so call one of us and just ask for each other, and we'll just toss each other the phone.
There's truth in that. There's truth in that, because I've called, and then one will pick up, and the other one will be elsewhere, and then, but it all works out, because I'm like, somebody's picking up this phone. I know that much.
Over at MWR Fitness, we are one team, one dream.
I love it.
One team, one heartbeat. Unity. Woo!
That I absolutely love. I could not get my Monday started without the two of you. I can't thank you enough, Heather and Angelina, for being here in the studio and just bringing that vibe, that energy that we really need for a Monday morning.
Always. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Get moving Mondays.
Yeah. Get moving Mondays. I like that.
Dance our way out of here. Play something good.
I love. You know what? I think I will.
Okay, absolutely.
So for those of you, please make sure you take on that challenge. Get involved in sports and as well as in your own personal fitness journey, right? Because this is a new year and a very new you. So continue to keep it here. We've got a lot more to cover during our show on this morning to get that Monday morning of yours off to a really great start. You are listening to 105.9.